Hey guys, Troy Dooley, the Beachside CEO, and in this video, we are going to cover the three types of consumers that you need to know about for your business: the overwhelmed consumer, the influenced consumer, and the advocate consumer. So let's jump on in. Hey guys, I hope you guys are having a great day. You know, the report just came out on the state of the consumer in what some of us would call post-pandemic. Here's the deal. At least 23% of the American population, this could be worldwide, so I want you to be looking into your own countries on this, 23% think there's never gonna get back to normal. It's always gonna be uncertainty. It's always gonna be chaotic. And that's something that every brand out there, every C-suite marketer should be focused on, should be looking at. And if you're a Main Street entrepreneur, someone that's putting in a brick and mortar, someone that's working on the internet, someone that's in a direct sales company, then stay tuned because this is very important to you guys. Let's look at some of the most current. The overwhelmed consumer, what does that mean? The overwhelmed consumer includes consumers who are managing both careers and children, who may be in and out of daycare, in and out of school. They're overwhelmed by the day-to-day challenges of balancing, I should say, out of balance of life and work. They are looking for something that's going to help to balance them. They're looking for an escapism, if you will. And they're also the ones that we see a lot on TV who are saying, wait a minute, I don't want all the craziness with my kids at school. This is very interesting the way we're seeing this play out. The second is the influence consumer. This includes consumers who look at social media ads. They are influenced across different platforms, TikTok, Instagram, interestingly enough, not Facebook. So that's something to keep that. But they look at those social media as helping them make their buying influence. And the last group, and this is the smallest group, is the activist consumer. These include those who they prioritize what a corporation stands for, what a brand stands for. And we can't jump into it in this video deeply, but listen to me on this one. They're not looking for companies or people who do this for a month, a year. Oh, it's the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Oh, it's the Black Lives Matter. Oh, it's the LTGB. They're looking for people who stand for something all the time. They're value driven, if you will. And this is important. When we look at this, the overwhelmed consumer makes up about 70%. Your influence consumer makes up somewhere in the neighborhood of 23-25%. The rest is in that activist or advocate consumer. And that's a very interesting situation. Let's look at some of the demographics. About 71% of the overwhelmed consumers are from the ages of 34 to 55, somewhere in that neighborhood. When you look at the influence consumer, we're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 to about 55. When you look at the advocate consumer, you're literally looking at that age of it fluctuates. The lower end's about 18%, all the way up to 65 or more. If you guys have just been focusing on the advocacy side on the millennials, then you're losing out on the Gen X. You're losing out possibly on some of the baby boomers that are out there. So it's very interesting. When we look at the medium range of income, the overwhelmed consumer is making about $75,000 a year. The advocate consumer, when you the influence consumer, when you look at them, they're making on an average of about $100,000 a year. When you look at the activist consumer, they're upward somewhere between $125,000-$150,000 is what they are. Now, this is the interesting thing here too. I want you guys to look at this. Children, they have children under the age of 18. 100% are the overwhelmed consumers. 40% on influence consumers, 43% on activist consumers. So the overwhelmed consumer, and again, at the top here, I mentioned, they're the ones that are trying to balance that work, career, home life. And when you look at the pandemic, you realize that they've been cramped up. Probably in the beginning, they didn't want to homeschool. Now they're used to homeschooling. The overwhelmed consumer, this is something that's very interesting. The majority of them, and we'll get into some numbers, we'll probably put this in the blog post. I'm going to give you a link to where you can get this report When you look at the overwhelmed consumer, the majority of them, over 60%, want to work from home. They don't want to go back and work in a company at all. Matter of fact, one of my mentors, one of the marketing firms that we look at and we use their data all the time, 40% of his employees during the pandemic said, we're not coming in, we're done. We're going to work from home or we don't work at all. So it's a very interesting situation. Employment, get this, overwhelmed consumers, full-time employed. The influence consumer, 10% of them are unemployed. And when you look at the activist consumer, 10% of them are students. We see this a lot when you're looking at the media, when you're looking at social media, or you're looking at the news, you see the different debates in colleges, whether you're liberal or conservative, you see them coming out. The student, the millennial, the Gen Z, they're very passionate about where they stand on that value-based. Education, the overwhelmed consumer, post-degree, 21% of them have a post-degree. The influence consumer, some college, 34%, not all of them are college grads. And then this was interesting, of the activist consumers, 31% have college degrees. Marital status, overwhelmed consumers, 76% of them are married. The influence consumer, 51% of them are married. Activist consumer, 37% of them are married. So this is going to give you an idea when you start looking at the demographics, when you start looking at where your marketing is, why are your sales down? What is driving? What is the overwhelming reason that you might have seen an uptick or a decrease? You know, if you're not in that hockey stick where you're just piling up like some of them are, then you may be wondering, how is this happening? Overwhelmed consumers, they are driven by authority. They want somebody that's confident, by achievement. They want to know that the people they're doing business with, that the people around them have had some achievement and that there's some influence in that person's life. That's one of the things that we see. Probably what you can look at there is, if you're out here marketing online, especially to an influenced consumer, because they're looking for conformity, reputation, and stimulation. That group right there alone, if you're on the internet and this is who you're focusing on, matter of fact, I'd say the first two groups specifically. What you need to do is you need to be a little bit more vulnerable. You need to be talking about who your mentor was, where you're learning all this stuff, where you are still concerned, you know, in some things. That's a very important part of where we're at in a post-trust era. And we've done other deep dives into the post-trust era, which started in 2010. We saw it again 2016. 2020 was explosive, and now we've seen it again as we've moved through into the new election cycle. We're seeing it in the midterms. Okay, trust is very powerful. So if you're a brand and you can't distinguish yourself from your competition, you don't know how to do that. If you can't be authentic, okay, none of this 30 days, oh, let's take care of the toddies deal. You need to be focused 100%. There's no doubt in anybody's mind that I'm a patriot, that I love my country, that I love the people in it, that we focus forward. That's a 24/7 with me. That's just the way it is. They know that I love my family. They know that I'm very purpose-driven, that I want to make sure my clients are doing everything within the lines. You have to be able to articulate and distinguish yourself, or it's not going to work. The advocate, activist consumer are looking for achievement, creativity, and stimulation. When you look at this, you've got to understand what drives them. I'm not going to go into the details. I want to go into a little bit more of the state of each of these. What is it that you can glean from this in how you're marketing? In every group, they are sick and tired of all the spinny type of ads that are on social media. They want the specifics. This is why I think a lot of the TikTok is where some of these folks are going, is because you can go on to TikTok in 60 seconds. Somebody can show you the recipe for something. They can show you why you want to buy something. You can see the how-to videos on buying a new tool. Get this, the overwhelmed consumer, what's next on their shopping list? Home improvement, major appliances, toys and games, crafts, that's interesting, sports and fitness equipment. Again, let me go back to something I said about the overwhelmed consumer. They are looking to escape the realism. The uncertainty of life sucks. They're looking for something. That's why they spend time on sports. They spend time on hobbies. They spend time outside. They're looking for something they can do. A lot of them have gotten into gardening. They're raising chickens. They're raising sheep. So you've got to look at that. They're also 158% more likely than the average consumer to indicate they're planning on buying a bar cabinet, 45% more likely. Now, this is scary right here, but listen to me on this. 45% more likely to buy alcohol online, and 57% of them are drinking at home. They're not going out. Now, that's a sad situation we need to work on right there. That's important. Here's another thing. Over 60% of the consumers today are literally buying their groceries online for convenience. They want convenience. That's something that they're looking at out there. Three ways to reach the overwhelmed consumer. And this is going to be a tip for you guys. A lot of you guys are doing the social media. You pump thousands of dollars a month into your advertising. A lot of these folks have gotten rid of cable. They've all got smart TVs. Over the top advertising. Video on demand, if you will. That's where you can go out there. It's very inexpensive. You've probably got another 3 years, maybe 4 years, to be able to get good buys on the media, and you can pinpoint directly Hulu, Stream, a lot of the independent channels. Matter of fact, if you look at Roku, you can literally start your own network over there very inexpensively, get it set up, and be selling advertising and getting advertising off the other channels. That's something that you need to do. The top streaming for the overwhelmed consumer is ESPN, Disney Plus, Apple TV. Top networks is Disney Junior, Nick Junior, and ESPN News, which makes sense since they all have children. Top social sites, this might blow your mind, LinkedIn, TikTok, and Instagram. They're all looking to switch where they've at, what they've been doing. So you've got to keep that in mind. Let me look at this. The state of let's look at the influence consumer. Nearly 60 million millennials prefer to see all the details about a new product or a new brand in the ad. This is why you see them on TikTok, Snapchat, places like that. What's next on their shopping list? Sports and fitness equipment, watches and jewelry, home audio system, kitchen furniture, home improvement. They're 50% more likely to have an accent chair on their wish list and 70% more likely to have their eyes on an ottoman. Get there because they're chilling at home. That's something that you guys need to look at. What is driving them? 59% are more likely to consider social media influencers as an influential source for the information on their purchase. 59%. They're looking for time savings. They're looking for something that's popular, something that might be best looking. That's interesting. Now, in saying that, let me also say this. Brand loyalty is going just sinking, okay? Consumers across the board, all three groups, are looking at price. We've not seen this in a while. Value is very important, but we're starting to see this. And I think it's in one reason is they may love the product. They may love the service. They may love the theme park. But if you've not been authentic in your values, then they're looking at something. They'll go for price all day long. Top streamings, ESPN, YouTube, and Peacock. Top networks is Telemundo, Nickelodeon, and the Cartoon Network. The top social channels for the influencer consumer, Twitch, TikTok, Snapchat. Okay, that gives you a rundown, gives you on that. Let's look at the last one, the activist consumer. What's next on their shopping list? Home improvement items. We've seen this across the board. People are looking to escape the uncertainty, so they're putting stuff together with their hands. They're looking at stuff that they can do in their home. They're looking for bed and bath items, music, movies, books, personal audio devices, kitchen appliances. Okay, we've seen an uptick on this. You've got to keep this in mind. Their focus on corporate responsibility doesn't mean they're abandoning corporations. The activist consumer is more likely than any other consumer to have an Amazon Prime membership, Costco membership, Instacart, and others. But they want to make sure that you're staying true to who you are. 80% are more likely to buy from DTC brands than that will ship directly to them. They want direct to consumer is what they're looking for. They want something that produces stability, that's innovative, and energy efficient. This is why the majority of these folks here are buying their groceries from home. They can get their groceries. They've got more time. They want time. They want their life. Okay, and we definitely see that on the overwhelmed consumer, as I spoke earlier. Given their propensity for supporting equality and social justice, the activist consumer is 151% more likely to prefer to shop with retailers that are women or minority owned. If you're a home-based entrepreneur and you're a female, what comes to mind is the network marketing direct sales. Over 70% are females. You need to push that. If you're a Main Street entrepreneur and you've got a salon, you've got a barbershop, you've got a small gift shop, you've got a clothing store, you need to make sure on your online presence that they know that that's a minority ran or it's a female run. They're very big on that. Top streaming networks, Paramount Plus, Showtime, and Netflix. Top networks, Nick Jr., Disney Jr., Fox Sports. Top social channels for the advocate consumer, Reddit, TikTok, Snapchat. Nowhere in this report for 2022 do we see anything about Facebook, Twitter. That's something to take into mind right there. Okay. We know that people, it goes back to trust. And there's been people on all sides of issues, all sides of challenges that have had their accounts frozen. They've been kicked off of a platform. These people are sick and tired of that. And they don't want anything to do with that at all. I think pretty much that will hit it. We're going to make this available to you guys. I thought this was very, very insightful. I thought it was something that you need to know. Because if you can understand how to market to the three consumer groups, and you do it right, and you do it now, and you make sure that your brand is distinctive, and you make sure that your values are front and center. This isn't the old school thing of, oh, let's not talk about anything. They want to know what you stand for, not what you're selling. And if you can do that, you're going to keep your consumers. If you don't do that, they're going to look for something for a better price. They're not going to stick around with you. Keep that in mind. Live life like it's an epic adventure. Stay dangerous. Stay strong. And if you're a home-based Main Street entrepreneur, act like it.